I can tell you an interesting thing which happened, which I was involved in, and this will be 66, probably around about 1968. I'm not sure if you're aware, but I used to be a pole vaulter, and the man who used to coach us, he actually had quite a big reputation. He was the PE teacher at Cavendish School. His name was Morton Evans. He actually became a national coach in the end. And along Webbridge Street comes to Waterhouse Street and then goes down towards the bus station. There used to be quite a wide area of grass along the side of the water gardens. And we actually brought an airbed, which actually had come from America, called Cloud Nine, which pumped up with air. And we actually did a sort of pole vault competition along the back of there. And the Gazette will have photographs of that, because I've actually got some photographs as well. What Morton Evans was doing is that he'd got a chap in America to actually give him some poles, because fiberglass poles are very expensive in those days. This is when we transitioned to fiberglass poles. So he put it on, I think, one to sort of just get the general public to get up more close to people pole vaulting, but also to get some public relations stuff so he could send it back to America. The poles which had been supplied were called catapoles. They're sort of like the third generation of fiberglass poles at the time. So that's why he sort of put it on. The whole of that sort of Waterhouse Street came to a standstill because there was just so many people right across the road.